So hello and welcome to another version of Inspired Good Fat Life. Now, soon to be just Good Fat Life, so we can be consistent because we got all of our trademarking done, which is so exciting.
Yay!
And I'm really excited to introduce a new member of our team, Ashley Watterson, who is our Director of Community Events.
Yeah.
And
which we decided like 5 seconds ago.
We did. But well, not that you were going to be.
Just a title.
Yeah, the title. But it's a big title and it's a big job. And we got cool things happening. Like I'm trying not to let my head pop off because there's so much going on, which is why you're here, right? Is because there's so much going on.
Yeah. And you needed some support.
I needed some support. And Ashley and I've known each other, it's like 15 years. Can you believe it?
That's a long time.
I know. You were my first client when I stepped out of the corporate world and started my consulting company.
Rise, yes.
Rise as a massage therapist.
Yeah.
And just a little bit about Ashley. She's an amazing human, and she still does a massage therapy. And you do insurance because people need amazing, trustworthy insurance support and needs. It's part of living a good fat life is having good, solid insurance, right? And then you have Yoga Strong.
Yep.
So how many kids did you touch this December?
315 kids we gifted to, and then I had about 30 that kind of helped with the whole thing. So they're impacted just as much as the kids that are receiving.
Absolutely. So there was like 30 high school kids that put this all together. You just kind of like led the group.
I'm just the ringleader. All the behind the scenes orchestrating of fundraising and gift ordering and all of that.
315 kids got what? Coats, boots, shoes?
So this year we did coats, hats, gloves. Brighton High School designed coloring books. So crayons, we got crayons. And then each kid got their wish list gift of choice too.
It's just,
it's a lot.
And it's mind boggling what it takes to put all that together, right? So community events for Good Fat Life will be a piece of cake.
I hope.
So let's talk about that. Yeah. So we have a new issue. So this issue is through March. Our new issue is on the table right now. We're reviewing it. It's pretty exciting. And what we're specifically talking about is, go ahead, Ash.
So Sherry did for this first go around a 60-day challenge. And you know what? You got to start somewhere, right? Like Sherry has this vision of wanting to do this self-care challenge, made this beautiful artwork of this avocado tree, got a bunch of companies on board to do free pop-up events in the community, encouraging people to do 60 days of self-care. So you decided to bring me in as round two gets ready to launch to figure like what we can tweak. And hopefully by round three and four this year, we'll be a well-oiled machine. So the challenge is 60 days of some kind of self-care. That can be a whole lot of different things to different people. So we've been brainstorming ideas on things you could do in ways to kind of up the game this time and a really big prize.
A really big prize. We are so excited, but we're not going to spoil it.
No.
It's an off the charts prize.
You'll have to read the magazine to figure out what the prize is.
And or go to more details. Go to goodfatlife.com for events and all the details will be there as well. Mm-hmm. Right. But it is pretty cool. It's like I want to win it and I can't, right?
I get to go trial it, which will be really fun.
Ashley and a couple of our colleagues are going for a road trip to test it out. So very cool. And I mean, at the end of the day, the real point is for us to, as humans, to just take that 15 minutes a day and do something to take care of yourself.
Yeah, with the whole premise of like, you can't fill from an empty cup, right? You have to fill your own cup so that you can kind of pour into other people. And it's so easy to get detracted or distracted or overwhelmed with the other things of life where you're not taking the time. So 15 minute minimum a day.
Right. And so what you do is you download a copy of the avocado tree. It'll all be so easy on the website. And then you color in your avocados every day that you do something. And there's 90 days to complete the 60 days, right? And we have 22 or 25 companies that are participating. And let me just say right now, the big purpose of Good Fat Life is we are a connector. We are a media platform, and our job is to connect people that are doing amazing, providing amazing goods and services with people that are looking for those goods and services. And you might not even know that you're looking for something, but if you read through the magazine, you go, oh, I could use that in my life. And I have that happen all the time. And it's like a wonder. It's like, oh, I didn't even know I was looking for that. But yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for.
And hopefully it's inspiring you to like try something new.
It is.
You know, as kids, like kids are the best at everything. And they just have this level of confidence that as adults, sometimes like we lose that. So just giving yourself permission to be like a toddler again and try something new and maybe not be perfect at it.
It can come from anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. It can be one of the things. I was talking to one of our colleagues, and she had a feng shui consultant come in when she was redoing her office.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I'm in the middle of redoing my home. And so I'm like, of course, I want this person to come in and just be sure that my house is feng shui.
Perfect.
And so I'm so excited about it. But it's just, or we were talking about, we had a latte this week, Starbucks, and it was with olive oil cream, which was amazing, right?
So very on brand for Good Fat Life.
It is very, I had to try it, and now I'm making it at home because I can, mm-hmm. right? But the point is they're everywhere. Little things are everywhere. It could be a different water. It could be taking a different route on a walk, listening to a different music. One of my colleagues sent me pictures of flowers that are coming up. Instead of taking them from, you know, top down, she got down on the ground on her belly and took it from the flower perspective.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
They are pretty. I mean, it was pretty neat. So anyway, so there's all kinds of things. And that's where our job is to present those things that you might just go, oh, I could try that.
Yeah, and my job is to make it all gel, right?
Exactly.
Like make it fun, easy. How do I do this? How do I complete it? What do I win? And what free classes or free opportunities can I go look at?
Well, right. And you said something I think that's so important is every pop-up. So everybody who participates from the vendor side or the business side is providing a free pop-up. And we were in a room the other day, and it was just kind of, I almost tears to my eyes that the entire room was participating in the pop-ups, either hosting them or going to them. And it's like my Saturdays are becoming booked with people's pop-ups because they're just such cool things happening, right?
Yeah. I was scouting out another opportunity yesterday that they did a free pop-up, and it was really cool to see the level of community that showed up. There were 30 people that some had never been there before. And
there you go, right? And so that's the whole point is how do we build community in a way that's fun, it's inspiring, and it's really on some level transformational, mm-hmm. right? And it's also affordable. We want to do things that anybody, there's no barrier to the cost of entry.
Well, and the thing of it is too, right? Like consistency isn't sexy for the most part. It's like, what do you do every day? For me, I had to think about this. I drink coffee probably every day. There's no like, oh, that's super cool. But
you're drinking coffee?
Right. But it's what happens when I'm drinking coffee, whether I'm like reading or visioning or something. That's where the real magic is, right? So it's in the consistency of showing up and doing something, which is really what we're trying to create with this 60-day challenge, is creating a new habit and some consistency in self-care. Like whatever right. that looks like. We're not trying to tell you exactly what you need to do. There's so many options.
Right. Well, and then you brought up something, and it's only through consistency that you get change.
Correct.
Right. And so like my husband and I were talking today as we're just kind of going through some the remodel and things that we want to do. And I don't have long-term care life insurance, right? I don't want to go into long care. So I said, I'm spending my money now, what I would spend on a long premium, on proactive.
There you go.
You know, my Pilates classes, my nutritionist, mm-hmm. and those kinds of things. And I just said, that's, to me, the way to ensure that I don't have to go on to it is by being proactive with self-care today.
Yeah, proactive is definitely better than reactive, which a lot of people are reactive. So we're trying to make that shift of proactive, make it fun instead of, we're backpedaling because this is now not fun.
Because we have to deal with whatever it is, right? So being proactive, but to your point, it requires consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we make that consistency fun?
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So Ash, what do you want to tell people today, or what do you want to suggest?
Oh, what do I want to suggest? It's a really great question. If you have suggestions of like things we could add, or things that you would like to see, or maybe we're not thinking of something, like, tell us, we want to know.
Or somebody you know that provides an amazing product and service that the world needs to know about.
Yeah.
Right?
We're always like stronger and better together, and we strongly believe that, which is the whole reason why I'm here. So give me all the community connections and possibilities.
There you go. So that said, you can go to goodfatlife.com, and we will have all in the show notes, we'll have how to get a hold of Ashley. And we just want to take a moment and really welcome you.
Thanks.
Welcome you, and just to tell you and how grateful we are that you are here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be considered. When you came to me with this and you said, I have an idea for you, I'm like, okay, that can mean a lot of things. Like, what are we doing? And you said, here's what I want you to take over. Here's what I want you to do. And it's like flattering that you look at me as qualified, or that I would be great fit for kind of taking over this challenge. So I appreciate it.
Well, you have, you're obviously very committed to health and well-being, right?
Mm-hmm.
You also are committed to providing products and service that people need in a way that is holistic, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of unpleasant stories. You hear them everywhere about your insurance agent.
Every day,
right? And yeah, I could even tell you one I just heard yesterday for our own insurance. So that's why I faxed you my stuff this morning.
Yeah.
So anyways, but it's good to get a second eyes on stuff, because we just tend to take things for granted.
Well, as with everything, like if you haven't done it in a few years, new coverages come up, new things are available, things you may not have, because it just comes in this leaflet and you're like, yeah, okay, cool. I don't even know what this means. So just educating, right? Which is what we're trying to do too with this challenge, just educating you on what's available. And it's like a buffet. You can kind of pick and choose what you want.
Right. But we're helping you with some amazing wonders, right?
Yeah.
To pick from. And then, you've obviously got a very big nonprofit heart. Community and community service heart. And so all of that wrapped up. And you're an amazing yoga teacher.
I always tell people, I'm like, I'm not the best yoga teacher. Okay. Like, let's be serious. What I do and what my superpower is making you feel comfortable and giving you a space in which like move however you need to. And there is no judgment to do that.
But that's the brilliance, I think. And everybody at our workshop, was inspired to learn more or do more because of the movement challenges that you moved them through.
Oh, yeah. And that was on the fly, too. So
it was. So you can react on the fly.
I can.
That's right.
Yes.
So all good. And on that happy note, we're going to jointly wish you to go out and glow up.
Mm-hmm.
Good Fat Life Glow Up Challenge. Check us out and live your good fat life.
Amazing.